what God has put on your heart. And so the Holy Spirit works in amazing ways. And I've seen it, and even though I'm young, I've felt it. And the Holy Spirit took over my body, literally, my mind and my heart on May 8th this past year. And I'm going to tell you a story about a woman named Darlene. And I met Darlene while I was sitting under a tree, literally. And I didn't go to school because my mom wanted to go run some errands. That's all I'm going to say. And that's all I'm going to say. And she wanted to go run errands. And stop looking at me like that, please. And so she asked me to wash the store because she can't just close the store because she doesn't have employees. I am her employee. And so I worked really hard that day. I was running around frantically while like 12 people were in the store, and I was just kind of like freaking out a bit. And so I worked really hard, and I expected something out of it because, you know, I'm a 14-year-old girl, I want something. And I was expecting, because, you know, at that time there was this thing called happy hour and at Starbucks. And if you know me, I love Starbucks. And so happy hour is where Frappuccinos are half the price, from 3 to 5, and as Meg said, Frappuccinos are extremely expensive, so I was just like, take advantage. And so when my mom got back, I asked her for some money to go to happy hour, and she starts handing me quarters. Just like, I got it. Being human, we are selfish and prideful. And so I instantly got mad, and I just stormed out of the store. I was just angry. And so it was really hot outside, and I decided to walk home because my dad was in, I think, Greensboro at the time. And it was really hot, and I was in jeans. And so I got about halfway home before I was just like, okay, I either need to sit down or I'm going to die of heat stroke. And I really didn't want to die of heat stroke. So I sat down under some trees by the entrance to some apartments by my house. So I sat there for about 20 minutes and cooled off and tried to calm down from being very angry at my mother. And I knew it was time to get up after 20 minutes, but I couldn't move. I just knew I had to sit there. I just knew I had to like wait. So I did. I sat there. And not even 5 minutes later, this woman walks by, and she was obviously crying. And I watched her as she walked into the entrance of the apartments, and I thought nothing of it. But a few minutes later, I knew I had to get up or I was going to be sitting out in the dark. So I got up and I started to walk. But as I walked past the entrance to the apartments, I saw the woman sitting on a bench crying. So I sat there for a second. I was just like, what do? I didn't know whether to go up and ask her what was wrong or just to mind my own business. And me being nosy, I decided to go ask if she was okay. So I walked up, I was just like, hi, are you okay? And she was like, yeah, I'm just having a really hard day. My son passed away. And I was just like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. And she was like, I asked if I could sit down with her. And she was like, yeah, sure. And I said, do you mind asking how or why? And she said he just dropped. You know, he'd been drinking. There's nothing any of us could do. And he took some pain pills and overdosed. Dropped. And I couldn't explain to you guys how I felt. I felt selfish, and I felt disappointed in myself. Like, I had such a small problem, and I was making such a big deal out of it. Starbucks. Like, that's not even a problem. And here I am, storming out of places, when this woman's son just died. And I felt terrible. So, she continued to tell me how the last time that she had talked to her son, Kyle. She had yelled at him really bad, and that she felt absolutely terrible about that. And then she also told me that her son had been in a lot of pain those last few days. And then kind of just sat there for a little while, and then I started to talk to her about how I'd seen someone that I'm really close to overdose 3 times. And it really, I knew that this person never meant to hurt me, or his family, or himself. And I also told her about my brother, who is in the Navy. And I I was always afraid I'd never see him again. I was always afraid that the last time that I talked to him, I would yell at him. Because something that I can't help myself from doing, whenever I see him, I say, I hate you. Because I hate him for leaving me. And I'm just, I don't know what to do without him. So it's always just like, I hate him for leaving me. It's not like I love him, but I don't actually hate him, but I do love him. And I said, I was just like, you know, my brother would always forgive me if I yelled at him. Because it's what we do. We yell at people if we're angry or scared or insecure. And I said that her son, Kyle, probably knew that she loved him and that she should know that he loves her because as humans, we love. And so she said next, she said, you are sent. And I was just like, what? She was like, you were sent. I said, do you mind me asking, but do you believe in God? She said, yes, I do. And I said, everything happens for a reason, and I have to believe that. And I have to believe that you are part of his plan, and we just have to trust him. So talk some more about, you know, just school and all that different kind of stuff. She then said, I should probably get heading home. So I was like, okay, well, I hope you feel better. She said, thank you. So we stood. We hugged. I hugged a random stranger that day. That was pretty cool. And I started to walk home, and I don't think I've ever smiled more. Because I just remember walking home, I was just like, oh my gosh. As soon as I got home, I called Christine. I was just like, Christine, guess what? It was so awesome. So I was like, yes. And so I think for the first time in my life, I knew why I was smiling. I had a reason to smile, and I smiled because the Holy Spirit truly filled me. Because I sat there under that tree, and I knew something was going to happen. Like, I couldn't move. And I don't know how to explain it to you. You just know. And John 14, 26, the verse Christine just told you guys about, I'd say it differently, but it says, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and bring you into remembrance of all that I have said to you. And I solemnly believe that the Holy Spirit can change you and the people around you.